Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning today's shiur in the beginning of Sivan Reish Chaf, which is on page Kuf Lamed Zayin, the page following 272. Sivan Reish Chaf is Hatovas Chalom V'Ta'aniso, the halachas of someone has a bad dream, making the dream good and fasting over a dream. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, HaRoah Chalom V'Nafsho Aguma Olov, a person who sees a dream and he's bothered by it, it throws him off, Yeitivenu Ba'ape Tlosa Derechimulei. He should make it good, he should be made of the Chalom in front of three people that like him, Pirisho Havim also, three people that are Havim, V'Leima Ba'ape and he should say in front of them, Chelma Tova Chazoi, a good dream I saw, V'leimru Inhu, and they say to him, Tova Hu V'tova Lahave. The dream is good, and the dream should be good. So that way, they're making the dream that possibly was bad, they're turning it around through their interpretation, and they're making the dream good. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Aleph, V'nafsho Aguma Olav, he's thrown off by it, Hainu Afilu Eimbo Mashmos L'ra. Even if the dream has no mashmos necessarily to bad, but it's causing him Agmas Nefesh, so he goes in front of the three people, Sivkotam Beis Yetivenu, he goes and he's made of it in front of three people, he should do atavas chalom even if he is fasting because of his bad dream. V'tov sheyetiv b'shachris, it's good to do atavas chalom in the morning, kizrizim makdim in l'mitzvah, because we always want to do a mitzvah with zrizus, we always want to do it early. Ach oz lo yomru lo leich echol b'simcha. But if the person is fasting, then you would not say the normal nusach of atavas chalom of go and eat b'simcha, he's fasting. Im lo kishein misane, unless of course he's not fasting. Thing, then you would say that lashon. V'yizkara chalom b'machshavto b'shas hatova. And the person who is doing the atavas chalom, he's saying over this process of atavas chalom, he should remember his dream in his mind as he is doing this process. Sivkotan gimel, he should do it bi'apei tlosa in front of three people. Mitzvah lihimotze imashlosha lehitiv. In terms of the people that are chosen as the one that he's doing atavas chalom to, so it's a good idea, it's a mitzvah to be chosen as one of those three. You're being meshev nevesh of a person by doing this, and therefore that would be a kiyum of gemilas chasodim. V'af b'shabbos yochol lehetiv chalom. You could also do atavas chalom on Shabbos. Sivkotan dalad, and what they respond to him is v'tova lahave, and it should be good. Shiva zimdin ligzeru v'chuli. That's all part of the girsa. Loshon zet tzaruch shiomru ha'onim shalosh pa'amim. This loshon needs to be said by the ones who are answering three times. There are some say that this Sheva Zimnin is not what you actually say, but rather you say the Tova Hu, the Tova Lahave, seven times. Ubesov ha'atova yomrulo. At the end of the hatova, the three people say to him, Leich echo lachmucha besimcha. Go and eat your bread besimcha. Ushesei b'leiv tov, and go drink with a good heart. Misha cholom lo cholom kosha al chaveiro, one who had a bad dream about his friend, yisane, the one who had the dream should fast on behalf of his friend. That's from the Sefer Chasidim. Simin tof mem dalad ayin shom tamu, look there, his reason. And his reason is, it could be that person is a nozof, Hashem is not happy with him, and therefore you were seeing the dream so that you should fast on behalf of your friend. The od nira, bezot l'chavetz chayim, it appears further, d'lefa'omim mora hadavar al hacholem gufa. Sometimes the reason why Reuven saw the bad dream for Shimon is not because it's bad sign for Shimon and therefore Reuven should fast on behalf of Shimon, but fakert, maybe it really is a bad sign for Reuven that Reuven had a bad sign for Shimon. Elo de bechalom in marin hadava rak bedimyon ma. But the way the dream is coming about is through some kind of dimyon, so it appears that it's going on Shimon, but really the bad sign is for Reuven, the one who had the dream himself, and therefore another reason why he should fast is because it could be it's a bad sign for himself. He's not doing it as a chesed for Shimon, he's doing it as a chesed for himself. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Siv Beis. Yofe tainis levatel chalom ra ke'esh le'na'ores. Fasting is good to be mevatel a bad dream, like fire burns up flax. The Rambam says, "V'dafka bo bayom dafka." If you're fasting the day of the dream, v'afilu b'Shabbos, even if it is on Shabbos, v'ain l'kama b'simin reish peiches and chol Shabbos, who will discuss the details of fasting a tainus chalom on Shabbos. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Hey Yafe, Ubaros umeinikos ein lahoros lehem lesanos. A woman who is pregnant or is nursing should not be told to fast. Rak yiftu b'mamon. Rather, they should redeem their fast by giving money to tzedaka. Sivkatan vav. Tainus, avodafku kishausa tshuva imo. This that you're fasting for a bad dream, and that's going to mevatel the bad dream. That's only if you're doing tshuva with your fasting. Ki atainus moel kamo korban l'chait. A tainus works for a bad dream, just like a korban works for a sin. Ma korban eino moel b'li tshuva. Just like a korban, if you bring it, it doesn't help unless you do tshuva with the korban. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, zevach rishayim to'eva. The korban of a wicked person is an abomination. So unless you do tshuva with it and you're no longer a rasha, it doesn't accomplish anything. So av tainus chalom, the same thing with the tainus chalom. If you're not doing tshuva with the fasting will not accomplish what you set out for it to accomplish. Sivkatan zayin ke'ish l'na'ores. Again, the fasting for a bad dream is like fire to flax. U'mikomakom ein mechuyev l'sanos el rishus. But one is not mechuyev to fast for a bad dream. It is only a rishus. That concludes Simen Reish Chaf, and now we're going to begin Simen Reish Chaf Aleph. We're on page 274. Simen Reish Chaf Aleph is Birkas Hodas Hageshamim, the bracha that is made to thank Hashem for the rain. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Imhoyu Bitzar Machmas Atziras Geshamim, if people were bitzar because the rain was being held back, V'yardu geshamim, and then the rain came down. Mevarachin aleihem, we make a bracha on this rain. We'll see the exact lashon of the bracha in Mirtz Hashem in the next year when we get the Sif Beis. But if there's tsar because of a lack of rain, and then it rains, you make a bracha on it. Afa pi shelo yardu adayin kedei revia, even though it didn't really rain the amount that you needed kedei revia, it didn't penetrate a tefach deep into the ground yet. Still, you make a bracha. Mishi yardu kol kach sherabu al haaretz, as long as it rained enough that there's a lot of rain on the ground. Sheyalu aleim ababuos min amotar v'yechu zelu kraze. As long as it puddles enough on the ground that when the rain continues to come down, it splashes into the puddle and reaches up to reach its friend, the new raindrops that are coming down. So as long as there's a considerable amount of rain already on the ground, even if it's not a kedei revia, at that point already, you can make the bracha of hodas geshamim. The Ramah says, "Umash ein anu nohogim bazman hazeh bebirchas hageshamim," and that which we are not accustomed nowadays to saying this birchas hageshamim, mishum de medinos elu tadirim begeshamim. That's because in our medinos we're used to having rain; they come often. Ve'inam netzarim kolkach, and we don't really have the rain that's being held back so much, and therefore we are knowing not to say this bracha. Says the Mishaburas Katan Aleph, "Imhayu b'tzar." It could be, says the Chavos Chaim, that in Eretz Yisrael, where it's common to have a very dry period, which is over the summer, it doesn't rain at all. When the rain season comes, when the rain comes in the proper time, everyone is happy with the rain, everyone's rejoicing. So it's possible that even bistama, the rain is coming for the first time, that you should make the bracha the first time the rain came down, even though the Mechaber says that you were bitzar because of the Atziras Geshamim. But Zokta Mishabura could be in Eretz Yisrael, where we have a long period where the rain doesn't come, and then it comes in the right time, so even though it wasn't a tzar beforehand, but it's big news, everyone's besimcha, and therefore it could be you should make the bracha the first time it rains. V'noka loshon zeh, but the Mechaber still chooses this loshon of being bitzar, la'afuke coming to exclude if it rains again the next day or the day afterwards, that then you would not make the bracha. That even the first time it rains in Eretz Yisrael, you do not need to make the birchas hageshamim if the years are in their regular cycle, meaning it's raining at the regular time where it normally rains, that would not be grounds to say the bracha, v'ayin bebir halacha. Sivkotan beiz, v'einon ne'atzarin kolkach. We said in the Ramah that which we are knowing nowadays not to say Bechasag HaShamim is because we live in places where the rain comes often, it doesn't get held back. Rotsalomer means to say Ve'ein Lohem Simcha Biridus HaShamim, and therefore when it rains, we're not besimcha. Ve'ein Ochinami, but of course, Afilu Ba'usan Arotso Sherigilin B'matar, even those places that commonly have rain, Im Netzru HaGeshamim, if the rain would stop, V'hoya Ha'ulam B'tzar, and that area of the world would be B'tzar over the lack of rain, and then the rain would come down. So it's not a rule that we don't say it. We're knowing not to say it because in general, we're not besimcha when it rains because we always have rain. But if there would be a drought and there would be a long period of time with no rain, and then it would rain, avada, even in the other medinos that we are living, we would say the Berachas HaGashamim. I'd like to point out one note over here, and that is in note number one, the second paragraph. He writes, Ubizmanenu nowadays, Das Agonur Chayin Kinyaski, Sheitochin Shein Mevarachin Brachazu. It's logical to say that we don't make this brach at all. Shelufi Hashmua Beshema Chazunish. Because it's brought down by Piashmua from the Chazunish. Shebizmanenu Ein Misanin Es Hatainios Hamuros Beshas Atziras Geshamim. Mipnei Sheyesh Efsharus Lohavi Benokel Mayim Mosum Medinos Acheros. It said over in the name of the Chazanish that nowadays we don't fast the fast days that we know we have if the rain is being held back. And the reason is because it's very easy nowadays to bring over water or food from other countries. So Yitachin, it's logical to say, Sha'af l'inyan birchas hodas ha'geshomim, so too when it comes to making the bracha to thank Hashem for the rain, b'shah sheyordim, at the time when it comes down, ain't b'vracha, we're not going to make this bracha. So it's, says Ruchan Kanievsky, it's logical to say, since it's said over in the name of the Chazon Ish, that we don't fast the tainios for the lack of rain, so who adin, we're not going to thank Hashem when the rain finally comes down, those two things will be related. But on the other hand, it could be that we shouldn't make a comparison. Maybe we don't fast, like the Chazon Ish was reported as saying, we don't fast for the rain. However, because it's not such a tsar, because the rain can be, the food, the water can be brought over from other places, but the Maisa still could be that when the rain actually does come down, we will make a bracha to thank Hashem for the rain. Lav dafka, that those two things are related. Achein b'sefer palgei mayim kosov es kol dine bracha zu bizmanenu. He brings down all the halachas of this bracha for nowadays. V'chein das agonu Moshe Sternbach shaminog laomra b'shas atziras geshamim be'eretz Yisrael. That the minog is to yes say this bracha at a time of drought in Eretz Yisrael when it finally rains. Says Rav Sternbach that you would say this bracha. He agrees with this last shita that you would say the bracha nowadays as well. But the shir that we brought down in the Mishabura, which is brought in the Gemara, that one drop goes up, splashes up and meets the other drop, clearly it's not so pushed what that gather is, exactly how much rain has to be on the ground. But rather, one should clarify amongst the farmers, if the ground is properly saturated to warrant the bracha, you don't necessarily need, like the Mechaber told us, a kadei revia that it goes down to tefa, but it has to be saturated enough that it's already beneficial. That will be decided by the farmers. And then says Rav Yashiv, you would make the bracha. We'll stop here and continue with Sibbeis and Mirtz Hashem in the next year.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.